Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui la nostra història es diu Splat the Cat. Hi va d'un gat, que es diu Splat, que va passar el dia a la platja i ha de buscar una petxina especial perquè el seu avi pugui sentir el mar. Splat the Cat buckled his seatbelt. "Let's go," he yelled. "It's vacation time." Everyone else piled in.
"Bring me back a shell so I can hear the sea too," said Grandpa.
"Oh, when I come back, I'll have a shell to show and a story to tell," Splat said. Grandpa waved farewell.
"Bye, Splat."
"Hello, Beach," said Splat. Splat's toes wiggled in the soft sand. Now he could look for a shell. Dad said,
"Splat, will you please help me with the umbrella?"
"Okay," Splat said. "Then I'm going to find a shell."
"Splat, Splat, first help me spell," begged his little sister.
"Okay," Splat said, "but after that I have to look for a shell for Grandpa." Just then, Splat's tummy made a rumble. Splat was hungry. "Time for ice cream and fish," Splat said. "Then, shell hunting." First, Splat found a dull snail shell. It was way too small. Then, Splat found a frail eggshell. That was the wrong kind of shell, and it had a funny smell. Splat thought he saw a pale shell buried in the sand. Jingle, jingle! It turned out to be a bell, not a shell. Almost all the other shells that Splat saw were broken. "How odd," said Splat. "What can I do? I have no shell for show and tell. I have no shell for Grandpa." Splat took his bucket and walked along the water. He followed the trail of broken shells. Then Splat heard a crack. A shell fell. The shell broke. Splat looked up. A bird was dropping shells all over the shore. Splat ran after the bird and he tried to catch the shells before they fell. Splat ran back and forth and then, splat! He fell into the sea. Splat flailed about and then, boop! He landed on something. Something big. It was a whale. "Can you help me catch a shell?" Splat asked. The whale spouted. Sploosh! And a lot of water shot into the air and Splat was on top of the water. Splat went up into the air and the bird dropped another shell and Splat caught it. Suddenly, the whale stopped spouting. Splat slid down the whale's tail and onto the beach. Splat looked at the shell. It was beautiful. He shook the water out of his ears and held up the shell. And he could hear the roar of the ocean. "Oh, my shell is perfect. I have a shell for Grandpa." On the way home, Splat thought about the whale of a tale he would tell to Grandpa. And then he fell asleep in the car, listening to the sound of the sea.